Well, hello. You're listening to the Queen to the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Honey Dripper Blues, is entirely about Edith North Johnson. Now, Edith was born in 1903 in St. Louis, Missouri. She married Jesse Johnson, a St. Louis record producer, and she originally worked at his deluxe music store as a saleswoman. Now, although not a professional singer, Johnson recorded 18 sides in 1928 and 29. I don't know, in my book, that makes her a professional singer. Let's kick off this episode with one of her most popular recordings, Can't Make Another Day.
This world's against me. I believe my baby's too. The world's against me. I believe my baby's too. My baby's against me. Lord, I can tell by the way he do. Not a man I love. Lord, he don't mean me no good. Lord, he don't mean me a bit of good. Takes all his good jelly round all the whole neighborhood. Blood for me, baby Jane. Nobody's business. Babe, one day sometimes I feel, babe, just like I can't make another day. I feel so lonesome, like I can't make another day. Lord, ain't nothing right, 'cause my baby's gone to stay. Now, if I was a gypsy, Lord, and I could read your mind, if I was a gypsy, and I could read your mind, then I wouldn't have to wonder why you spend all your time.
Now, Edith started on QRS Records in 1928. She then switched to Paramount, recording at a session in Grafton, Wisconsin, attended by the great Charlie Patton. Here's Ain't No More to Be Said.
Don't you know your chances have always been good, honey? You were blind and could not see. You know your chances were good, baby. what you was blind and you could not see. Cause you picked all over a good woman, Lord, when you passed by me. Now you take three white horses, Lord, they're riding side by side. Oh, you take three white horses, you see them riding side by side. Ah, you got my man now, I guess you're satisfied. You know I'm a full-grown woman, Lord, but I got such childish ways. I'm a full-grown woman, but I got such childish ways. I'm so wild about my daddy, have to do anything that he say.
Edith recorded under the pseudonym of Hattie North on Vocalion, and Maybelle Allen on tracks under lesser-known labels. Under the name Hattie North, she recorded with Count Basie. So let's give a listen to Lovin' That Man Blues.
And again you wish you had never been born. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. Though you belong to someone else, and I can never really have you for myself. Just 1 hour with you each day, all would mean more to me than I can ever say. But I guess it's best that I leave you alone. You go back to your wife and your babies at home. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. A someone I won't have to send back home. Oh, if something like that could happen to me, oh, how happy and contented I'd be. Then it wouldn't be so hard to love a man like I do.
All right. During World War II, Edith managed a taxi cab operation in St. Louis. Then she ran Johnson's Deluxe Cafe after her husband's passing in 1946. Here's her 1946 Paramount Records release of Good Chip Blues. This next recording is a selection that was set to be the inspiration for the nickname used by the great blues pianist Roosevelt Sykes. Here's the title track to this episode, Honey Dripper Blues.
The rising sun. I wake up every morning, babe, with the rising sun. All thinking about my honey dripper and all the wrongs he's done. He treats me mean, only comes to see me sometimes. Treat me mean, just comes to see me sometimes. is honey. Lord, it makes me think I lose my mind. Ah, 'cause I'm down. Lord, he wants to drive me away. Oh, 'cause I'm down. He wants to drive me away. He knows he's a good honey dripper. Lord, and I want him every day. But a man I love, oh Lord, he really made me fall. Lord, he won my heart, that's all. Oh, sometimes I feel so lonesome. Lord, I don't know where to go. Sometimes I'm so lonesome, I don't know where to go. When my love comes down, babe, I need you more than you'll ever know. 'Cause he's a real sweet man, and I want to lease him for 99 years. He's a real sweet man, try to sign him up for 99 years. That's what it takes to ease my mind and stop all my tears.
Well, okay. In 1961, the American historian, writer, record producer, musician, and poet Samuel Charters located Edith and recorded her accompanied by Henry Brown for the anthology album The Blues in St. Louis, which was released by Folkway Records. Let's give a listen to a track from that album, and probably the least appetizing blues title I've ever come across. Nickel's Worth of Liver.
Give me a nickel's worth of liver. I need a dime's worth of stew. Got to feed everybody on Leonard Avenue. I'd like you to be good to me. Won't you be kind, baby? Won't you be sweet to me? Don't care what you do, just don't leave me. I don't know what I'd do. I got a man upstairs, one downstairs, one across the street. You got your eyes wide open, but you're sound asleep. Now I wish you'd be good to me, need you to be kind to me. Won't you be nice, darling? Won't care what you do, just don't leave me, then I don't know what I'd do. He called the police. Wish he'd been good to me. He should have been sweet to me. Won't you be kind, baby? Won't care what you do. Just don't leave me. I don't know what I'd do. Listen here, Daddy. Give me none of your head. If you do, honey, I got to fill you full of lead. Wish you would be good to me. Need you to be kind. Won't you be kind, darling? Won't care what you do. Don't ever leave me. I don't know what I'd do. When you see me worried, worried about my bird liver, I'll kill your body, money, and my hand won't sweet and quiver. Should be good to me. Wish you'd be nice. Won't you be kind, honey? Wouldn't care what you do. Just don't leave me. I don't know what I'd do. What I'd do.
That's all for this episode. Now, don't forget to check out Misty Blues and our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here's some upcoming dates, which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. This Friday, December 15th, we will continue our Friday residency at Berkshire Palette in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, through the end of the year. Our next Queens of the Blues show will be on February 28th at Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's an awesome club. You got to check out that show. So, once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.